Hi, GWA. This is Brainy Babe with Penny's Nice to Meet You questionnaire. I'm looking down this list, and some of these are a little personal for me. But one thing I have discovered as a newcomer to this community, even after only a few months, is that nobody seems to be able to say no to Penny, and that includes me. I feel like we're not allowed. So, Penny, for all that you do for this community and all of the smiles that you bring to it, this is for you. Okay, I am Brainy Babe. I thought I would be Brainy, but I've had a lot of people call me BB. I've even had some people call me Babe. I guess all of it's fine. I hope to be a performer here, or I have been a performer here. I'm a writer in real life, so I might go there at some point, but I feel like that part of my creativity is satiated in real life, so favorite musical genre is the only musical genre that includes all other musical genres. Follow me now. This musical genre contains classical, contains opera, hip-hop, jazz, country, a cappella, blues, opera. Any genre you can name, it is present in this musical genre, and that genre is musical theater. Current favorite kink? Public places. Kind of always been public places. I don't know why I'm whispering that. It seems really stupid to feel secretive about public places, but yeah. Public places. Never been caught. Records pristine. Trying to keep it that way. Kink you'd like to learn more about? I'm not sure how you would classify it. I've never been the aggressor, I guess, would be the way to put it. So, in the sense of being the dominant, or even never done a hate fuck. I'm kind of intrigued by that. And again, maybe just because of where I am in my life, I don't know. Biggest pet peeve, close-mindedness. Yes, willingly close-minded. But since I also mentioned musical theater, a lesser pet peeve of mine is when I meet people who turn their nose up at musical theater and you ask why, almost always their answer is, I can't get into it. It's too fake. The scenarios are too contrived. Nobody breaks out into song in real life, which is ridiculous because I do, but, you know, it's too unrealistic. And when I hear that, I feel compelled to say, well, then does that mean that you can't enjoy a Matisse painting because it's not realistic? Or a Kandinsky painting because it's not representational? Or a Rothko because it's just lines? I don't understand that. How you don't like science fiction because it could never happen? People never say that. Or I can't read fantasy novels because they're out of the realm of possibility. It's kind of the point, right? So I guess that's a pet peeve of mine, that a lot of people who are willing to accept other art forms on their terms, for whatever reason, can't accept musical theater on its terms. And there's some pretty amazing stuff out there. Not the least of which is Hamilton right now, which I was lucky enough to go see. Okay, favorite celebrity voice, Liam fucking Neeson. I thought that, and then I thought, well, maybe we should do a reality check. Been a while, he's getting up there. Listened to a couple of audios today that were recorded a few months ago. Nope, still Liam fucking Neeson. Whew. Okay. Biggest idiosyncrasies. I tend to break out into song and or rhyme at rather random times, but always in response to a situation. Something my mother did, and I seem to have inherited the gene. I am not, definitely not, above embarrassing my children in public. I will do pretty much anything to embarrass them in public. I love talking to babies. I miss having babies. And I will see, anywhere I am that I see a baby, I have to go talk to it. Sometimes to the great discomfort of the parents, especially if they're new parents. But that's fun too. Three fun facts about yourself. Let's get personal. Well, let's see. I have several tattoos. I am a voracious reader, and I like to keep all of my books. I tend to overanalyze things a lot. That's not a good thing, always. I'm often accused of being too, well, brainy. What do you hope to get out of GWA? I'll be honest, I wasn't going to answer this question until I heard Moondance's response to this questionnaire, and his honesty was so impressive to me that I'm going to give you somewhat of an honest answer, and that is, I'm not as big a person as Moondance. I'm coming to GWA at a rather difficult period in my life. I suspect a lot of us do. But coming out of a lengthy relationship in which I realized I was not my authentic self, or not fully my authentic self. And over the last 2 years, I've been searching for that more authentic self. And one part of that is embracing the fact that I'm a person that craves emotional and physical intimacy. And not that that's something that we seek here, but to explore just our relationship with intimacy and our sexuality in general. That's pretty much why I'm here. That, and I was brought to the GWA community by a long time GWAer who's no longer recording, who, when we first started talking, would talk at length about the friendships that they'd made here, the supportive community, the just community in general. And I was drawn to that, but then also could not reconcile that with the fact that this was an audio porn site. So my curiosity got the better of me, and here I am. It took a while to get a read on the community, just because it is internet and it has it's a unique beast, especially when you're dealing with anonymity as well. But I've started to see what they were talking about, and it's been pretty amazing. And I'm very, very grateful that I have found this community. And yeah, okay. So before I get too sappy, those are Penny's questions. Thanks, Penny, for putting it together. See you all later.